Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. God does issue us invitations. He does every day. If we are Christ followers, the invitations are there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of ties in with that verse that I shared from Isaiah 58. You will be called, that is your reputation, you will be known as repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. You'll be known as the kind of people who fix things. Sometimes is a radical big decision for a person. Other times, and I think far, far more often, are those small choices that we make to make a positive difference. And it is the way God brings his kingdom to earth. We pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I think we participate in that prayer in some small way through every small act of faithfulness aligned with his Spirit's prompting in our hearts.
You know, every day of the week, when you think about the problem and the size of the problem, and in fact, I think you posted a blog. I think I remember reading that in your book, and how some of the best well-meaning Christians were saying it's narcissistic at best to think we can do something about such a huge issue as poverty. So, and even you started out that way as a college kid going, what's this about? And so talk about our need to maybe overcome the cynicism, even if we start that way, to not be so suspect, because we have to believe God for bigger things, and we have to believe he wants to use us for bigger things.
Yeah. Well, I'd start out by saying there's a giant difference between cynicism and skepticism. Mm. And I think that the cynic is just plain negative. And they're like, negativity is almost the purpose. The skeptic just needs data, just needs evidence. They question things. They want to argue things out. And I am a skeptic. I remain a skeptic. And I think God wired me to be a skeptic. And I think Thomas the disciple was a skeptic. And when he said, you know, he was having his doubts, so he gets labeled Doubting Thomas, which I think is a bad rap. But, you know, Jesus doesn't say, oh, Thomas, you know, just get on, would you? I don't need any doubters around here. He says, no, come and put your hands in my side. I will show you the evidence that you need. Jesus knew Thomas was wired to need evidence. And I think God knows some of us need that too. It's a good and healthy thing to question. And so skepticism in this space around, is it possible to end poverty and all of that, I think is very healthy and good. Cynicism is not. Cynicism is just plain stupid. So I think that what people need to do is start by asking, do I really know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's a basic question. If you think it is like so many of those, yeah, I got lots of responses on blog posts and in other places of people who just think I'm the naive one, and they think I'm the uninformed one. And the fact is that the data is overwhelming. It is rock solid. It is consistent. It's present everywhere in the world. You know, there are a few countries right now that are unstable states or conflict zones. Those would be the exceptions, and you hear a lot of stories about those kinds of situations, your North Koreas and Sudans and Somalia-type places. But on the whole, the evidence of progress is overwhelming.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.